Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient. And that's with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Hope you check those out when you get a chance. Michael Friedson is our guest. His organization is not new to us, but he is. This is his first trip with us. And he's in Israel, joining us from Israel. He's a co-founder and executive director of the Media Line, along with his wife, Felice. They do a great job of doing nonpartisan reporting or objective reporting from the Middle East, which he points out is sometimes people chuckle when you say that because they can't believe that anybody actually does that. But they do, and I encourage you to check out their website, themedialine.org, and see what they're doing over there. Michael, thanks again for being here. I want to get you to report on what's been going on since the president moved the U.S. embassy in Israel. A lot of controversy, a lot of hand wringing, a lot of weeping and wailing. A lot of people thought the war was going to come to an end. What's happened?
A lot of overstatement, a lot of worrying that didn't need to be so worrisome. You know, the people of Israel have designated, as any people in a democracy has a right to do, they designated the city of Jerusalem as their capital back in the time of King David. And since that time, the Jewish world has looked to Jerusalem as its capital. And in fact, it has an unending string of representation here all that time. Interestingly, what the Palestinians have been offered and have turned down would have looked very much like this manifestation that the president of the United States made happen when he said to move the embassy, and then, in fact, they did move the embassy. If you go back to the days of Yasser Arafat,
they moved it from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, in case people didn't know that. I just want to make sure that people understood.
Yeah, well, Tel Aviv, of course, is a big business city, and most of the countries of the world have their embassies there. The reason is that the Arab world claims ownership of Jerusalem, and the Israelis have the city of Jerusalem. It's
right.
Theirs, and they control it.
Jerusalem is one of their three holy cities, folks. Medina and Mecca and Jerusalem. They consider that one of their three holy cities. That's the rest of that story. Go ahead, Michael.
Okay. The United States has an interesting look at Jerusalem, and I'm going to vary off the topic just for a second, because the real question that you're asking is whether these things that the president now is doing that none of his predecessors did before him, is this crazy? Is it off the wall? Is it going to make the search for peace completely off the wall? What's fascinating is that we're seeing movement. You know, in order to get anywhere, you got to have movement. You can't be stagnant. Once you're moving, you can go left, right, up, down, but you got to be moving.
Mm-hmm.
And what the president is doing is ignoring that which has not worked for administration after administration after administration before him. He simply doesn't seem to care about things that people tried or people codified as a mantra, like two-state solution or any other bumper sticker type solution. And he's doing the stuff that he thinks as a businessman will make a deal. He's got a team behind him that, interestingly, are amateurs in terms of international relationships and international politics. But they are looking at what hasn't worked in the past and coming up with a new set of proposals. And along the way, they're ruffling an awful lot of feathers. But again, there's a dynamic that didn't exist before. In moving the embassy, we were on record a long time ago saying it's not that big of a deal. You move it, there'll be some ruffled feathers.
And so far, it has turned out not to be that big a deal, which I think the record is showing that. Michael, I want to change subject for a minute. As an objective, nonpartisan media organization, there are people who I consider to be level-headed, not flamethrowers, who have expressed dissatisfaction, maybe disappointment, in the way Israel has treated Palestinians over there, just the way they treat them, as if they've been you know, roughshod over them, that sort of thing. Can you report on any of that? What do you think? What's the, on balance, what do you think the report should be on that?
Well, I find the reporting very uneven and inaccurate in a lot of ways. Our office is in the city of Jerusalem, in the western part of the city, right off of a street that's the main conduit between the east side of Jerusalem, where it's a predominantly Arab population, and the main part of Jerusalem, which is the mixture of everybody. I have had this conversation with friends of mine who come from South Africa, and we talk about the charges of apartheid. And the example that they give is, come on, you're in our neighborhood. What happens every morning? You walk down the street. The street is filled with an equal number of Arab residents as there are Jewish residents. You go into a bank. If an Arab customer comes in before you, you're standing behind him in line. That's not apartheid. If you go into a market or a store, you wait for the clerk to wait on the Arab or Palestinian.
That's a good report, and I'm going to get you to report on this some more another time. Right now, I've got.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.